But get in the Bible and see what it says. There's, it's so precious, I can't even imagine. You know, all the years, you know, I used to cry because I wasted half of my life living for Satan, the other god. There's only two gods. There's our Heavenly Father and there's Satan. You know, it's either good or it's bad. There's no middle line. There's no imaginary fence that you can straddle. To straddle something means to compromise. You can't compromise the Word of God. You have to have, you know, I pray and ask God, give me the courage and boldness to make a stand, especially in these last days when there's so many false teachings, there's so many people choosing to believe the lie. God says, there's so much scripture flowing through my mind right now, but if we choose to believe a lie, we're just in trouble, that's all. You know,
the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
And American believers, we have the Bible.
Yeah.
We have the King James Bible.
Absolutely.
And much is required of us because of all this knowledge at our fingertips.
Yeah.
And whoever's listening to this podcast, they're being challenged. I challenge them to kindly challenge them, because I was traumatized a bit, because I used to believe in once saved, always saved myself for 10 years. And as I was going through the Bible, I was getting a little bit worried, and when I finally realized the verses God used to completely show me completely, because I was mistaught. When I realized that I was lied to about once saved, always saved, I was in shock, because the consequences of that false doctrine are dire.
Yeah, it's Satan's favorite sermon.
Mm-hmm.
Once saved, always saved. And I'm sure today that there's lots of people in hell that chose to believe that. And how sad. I mean, it's too late. You're appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. When you stand before Jesus to be judged, it's a done deal. You don't get to stand there and say, but, I didn't mean to. I'll change. I'll do all this. No, it's done. Your only opportunity is right now while you're alive. And the Bible tells us that we're not even guaranteed our next breath. So, I too want to challenge people and to gently nudge them to get into the Bible, to see for yourself what God has to say versus what you've been taught. Now, since we were in the Bible all this time, we had to come out of the apostate churches. Now, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 13 and chapter 17, there will be a one-world government and a one-world religion. Now, it also tells us that there will be a remnant. There will be a remnant of people who will hold to the Word of God until their death. So, we don't know what the future holds for us. I may not have the next second. I may not have the end of this day. My nephew got up one morning. He was got up at 6 o'clock, was going to go out and play golf. He dropped dead. He was in a Baptist church who was taught, once saved, always saved. This nephew told my brother, I don't agree with Mary's religion. Mary doesn't have a religion. I have the Word of God. And because I came against sin, I came against drinking, gambling, adultery, it just goes on and on and on. He didn't agree with me. No, he didn't agree with the Bible. He didn't want to hear opposite of what he was being told in a church. He had his itching ears tickled. The Bible says this will happen. Now, I love my nephew with all my heart, and I hope he had time to confess and repent of his sins. But what if he didn't? What if my sister didn't have time? What if the brother-in-law didn't have time? These are people who sat in a church, were taught once saved, always saved, and who are dead today. They died believing a lie. And the preacher, two Baptist preachers, preached them all right into heaven. You will know them by the fruits they bear. These were my family. I got to see the life that they lived, and I knew they were not saved. Therefore, this is when I got onto this preacher, and I said, you taught them a lie. They chose to believe it. They never picked the Bible up to see for themselves. And he said, I thought they were saved. No, he didn't. He taught a lie. This preacher stands accountable. He has innocent blood on his hands. He taught a lie. If this preacher doesn't confess and repent of those sins today and start telling people the truth, that preacher is in trouble with God. He was in trouble with Mary, too, because I resented him up there teaching the lie.
Mary.
I even went to a friend's funeral, and he told the congregation because she walked the aisle, she was saved anyway, and she lived a life of sin. Now, in her later years, shortly before she died of cancer, her daughter had witnessed to her, and she accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior, and I think she's in heaven today. But that preacher, according to the preacher, because she once walked the aisle, said the sinner's prayer, and was baptized, that she was saved all those years that she lived in sin, opposite of what the Bible says. And when this starts hitting home through your family and through friends, it ought to make you mad. It did me. I hate a lie. God hates a lie. He's got a lot to say about it. But for these preachers who are leading people astray, they have a lot to account for. Woe to the pastors. That's what God says.
And for their own soul's sake, they need to repent too. And if that means being thrown out of your church and losing your income and losing your house or whatever, that's a lot better than going to hell.
Yeah, the Bible says, you know, if you go into hell with one eye, you know, one hand, you know, to go into heaven maimed is better than to go in hell with, you know, have your body intact. So, you know, get in the Bible, see what God says about all this. Don't take Lisa's and my word for it. We could sit here and talk for days and days on this because we know what our Bible says. But why wouldn't you want to know what the Word of God says? That's my question to everyone that listens to this podcast. It's Lisa's and my desire because we know all about eternity. We know how long it is, time with no end, and we know about hell. We don't want anyone to go there and to suffer for all eternity. We want everyone to go to heaven. We know that's not the case. There's a narrow road, and only a few will find it. We don't know if a few are going to be billions, millions, or what. But we hope that many, many, many will find it. You're not going to find it if you don't pick the Bible up. Don't trust a human being with your soul. And I'm going to let that be my final word for today. Please pick up your Bible and read it. Okay?
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you for listening. And please take us serious because we're talking about yourself.